Ireland's Class Kids Radio. Francesca Marchetti is with us today and we're going to be talking all about your eye health. You are an optometrist.
That's correct.
So you're looking into our eyes all day long, gazing into our soul.
All day long. Yes, looking straight into whatever might be there, even soda.
24 million images in a lifetime is what we see, basically. Yeah. That's kind of just hard to comprehend, isn't it?
It is a bit hard, yeah.
Yeah, and our eyes are responsible for 80% of the information that our brain receives. So very important to keep your eyes healthy. I think I was saying to you the last time you were on about how my eyes have definitely deteriorated over the years. And that can happen with age. I think once you hit 40, we were saying around the office, every single one of us seems to be wearing glasses these days.
Yeah.
Is that just an age thing? Correct. Does it kind of catch up on everybody?
It does. Whether you're sitting at computers or whether you're working on a farm, somewhere in your 40s, you really start to lose all the elastic power within your eyes, and all of a sudden your arms aren't long enough to read, and that's when you start to need reading glasses.
Mm. That's when you start getting out your phone and putting on the torch to read a menu in a restaurant.
Correct.
Yeah, we've all been there, and we try and deny it for as long as we possibly can. Do we do more damage actually by living in denial that we don't need the glasses?
No, I don't think you do yourself any damage, but it's very tiring and very fatiguing for the eyes. So that can put a lot of visual stress. It can lead to headaches and make you a bit grumpy, make you a little bit more wrinkly around the eyes because you're doing a lot more frowning. Yeah. But it won't physically do the eyes any damage per se.
Because you probably hear people saying this, Francesca, you know, oh, I should never have gotten the glasses to begin with because since I've gotten them, my eyes have gotten worse and they weren't that bad in the first place. Do you ever hear people say that?
Oh, all the time. Mm. All the time. But the thing is, if you hadn't had the glasses, the condition would have still got worse. That, you know, and it's the fact that your brain kind of tries to see things a little bit blurry, and then once you see everything really clearly, you go, wow, this is fantastic. This is how I should be seeing. And then when you take the glasses off, the brain doesn't like it anymore.
How often should we be getting our glasses changed then?
Well, I would recommend that you have an eye examination every 2 years, unless you've got a family history of eye issues. If you've got issues yourself, then your optometrist would recommend that you had your eyes tested more frequently than that. But also, if you have any symptoms that you're unhappy with, either visually or physically with your eyes, then you should definitely make your optometrist the first port of call to go and have that all checked out.
Okay, even headaches and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Headaches, dry eyes, gritty eyes, sore eyes, stinging eyes, a bit light sensitive, any of those conditions, you shouldn't just think, oh, it'll be fine tomorrow. Mm. I think it's really important that you go and get that checked out.
And in terms of children as well, Francesca, I mean, a lot of kids do get their eyes tested in school, but if it's not happening, how would you kind of spot the signs that maybe your children need glasses?
Well, I think the first thing to do, it's very difficult often to think that whether your children need glasses or not. And I would always recommend that every child has an eye examination prior to starting school. And very often the checks that are done in school are not full eye examinations. They're just very much a screening test. A lot of children can fall through the net, or also they can actually be over-referred. So it's quite difficult unless you've actually got a squinting eye, or you're thinking that your child is struggling to see. There could be an underlying eye condition there. So I would always, always say to parents, you know, before they go into their first class in primary school, get their eyes tested with the optometrist.
Yeah, because I know my own daughter, I think she's been wearing glasses. She's 7 now. She's been wearing them since she was about 3 and a half. And so obviously before she started school. And when we brought her to the GP, we were kind of going, we're not sure, there might be a bit of a turn there. But then sometimes I was like, no, she doesn't have a turn in the eye. Anyway, was referred and they were saying, you know, we're really glad that you brought her in at this age, because the younger you get this, the better. You can do the patching, you can try and treat it rather than leave it. Because isn't it after the age of 8 or around that time, you kind of can't do much for it once they reach a certain age.
Yeah, certainly with squints and lazy eyes, it's very important that that's picked up at a very early age during what's called the plastic period of vision, where everything is actually developing. Things like short-sightedness, though, that isn't preventable necessarily, but that can often be picked up because they're not seeing the blackboard or they're not seeing at the cinema, that type of thing. But it's the ones that, you know, that the children that maybe don't have a squint, they're the ones that can go undetected. You picked up your wee girl because you felt that her eye was turning. Yeah. But it's those kids who've not got a turn, and they're the ones that definitely slip through the net.
Mm-hmm. Well, the patching certainly worked. Now, she does wear glasses. She's got one eye that's kind of quite poor compared to the other. But the patching certainly worked. So the turn seems to be gone. So that's great now. Just you mentioned there about dry eyes. And this is a condition. I just hear so many people talking about this and looking to get the sprays and everything. So what causes your eyes to be dry? And there's different types of sprays, because some are some for irritated and some are like, there's different things written on the packets.
Well, dry eye is just much, much more prevalent now. And some of that is to do with our lifestyles, really. We're all spending a lot more time on the computer. We're all spending a lot more time on lots of digital devices, whether that's your phone, your iPad, your television. And all of those sorts of things really dry your eyes out, because when you're concentrating, you're not blinking regularly. So your eyes tend to dry out. But if you've got underlying conditions that you've already got a baseline dry eye, it makes those situations worse. Those kind of feelings of dryness will either be dryness, grittiness, soreness, tiredness, itchiness, and actually your vision can go quite blurry. But you know, there's lots of medications that people are on now, and one of the side effects can be dry eye. And we also know that 1 in 9 women over the age of 51 suffer from dry eye, and we feel that's all related to hormone levels and menopause and perimenopause and postmenopause and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, dry eye, it's, some people suffer from aqueous deficient dry eye. Some people suffer from evaporative dry eye. But the majority of people, it's actually a combination of both.
And what about if your eyes get quite bloodshot from time to time? Would that be a part of that too?
Very much so. That is usually a symptom of dry eye, right, because it's a kind of trauma reaction. And it's really important when you're using any form of drops that you maybe look at being proactive rather than reactive. So if you know you're going to be in a situation where you're likely to feel your eyes very uncomfortable, or they're red, or they're sore, rather than wait till they get to that stage and put your dry eye drops in, it's important that you're ahead of the game, and you actually think, ah, my eyes are going to get dry, they're going to get red in this situation, I'm going to put my drops in prior to actually the task that I'm doing.
Okay.
So a little bit like suntan lotion, you don't lie on the beach all day and wait till you burn and put your lotion on.
Yeah.
You put it on from the get-go.
Okay. And is there, how many times a day, or is there a maximum amount you should be using the drops or anything like that?
No, I think that's the big thing, you know, because you read the bottles and it'll say use 2 to 3 times a day, etc., etc. You cannot overdose with your eye drops. And if you need them 20 times a day, you use them 20 times a day.
Yeah.
If you need them 3 or 4 times a day, you use them 3 or 4 times a day. The only indication would be if you're using other eye drops for eye conditions, what you don't want to do is dilute those drops. So if you're taking glaucoma drops, you don't want to use your lubricating drops within 10 minutes of your glaucoma drops. Otherwise, you'll dilute your glaucoma drops. But the rest of the time, it's really important that you're just using your drops on a really regular basis.
So the ones that you'd recommend, Francesca, are these drops that are available over the counter?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different types of drops. And one of the ones that I really like are the Roto Dry Eye Drops, because they're actually dealing with both an aqueous deficient dry eye and an evaporative dry eye. Mm. They're available over the counter. And it's important, as I say, that you get a dry eye drop that suits you. And also, if you're a contact lens wearer, you make sure that the drops are actually conducive to using with your contact lenses. But always, you know, just use them. Be proactive with your drops rather than reactive. So, for example, when you sit down at the computer in the morning with your big mug of coffee and you're about to go on some Zoom calls, or you're about to do a big load of reading articles, stick your drops in. So you want to be the big thing is being proactive rather than reactive.
And just a final question for you. We're talking about dry eyes. What about if, like myself, you get a teary eye? I seem to get this all the time, just in one eye, and I don't know what causes it.
So very often when your eyes are watering, it's a reflex action to your eyes being dry. So if the front surface of the eye dries out a wee bit, it sends a signal back to the brain to say, oh, I'm a bit dry, send some more fluid.
Mm.
And then it sends too much fluid and the eye waters. It could also be that you've got a little bit of a blockage, so it's not draining away quickly enough. So always when you're taking your eye makeup off, which is essential that you do that every time you wear eye makeup, don't ever sleep in your eye makeup. You're in trouble. Little massaging motions to actually take away all your eye makeup. Just spend an extra 30 seconds taking your eye makeup off, really massaging those eyelids, especially along the eyelid margin, and that way you're massaging all your glands to make sure that it keeps everything nice and clear and you're not having any blockages.
Actually, do you see problems with all the young ones coming in? You know the way they wear the makeup quite heavy now and the fake eyelashes, yes, and everything. Are they causing problems?
Yeah, and certainly with the lash extensions, that's a real big issue because they're attached to the base of the eyelid margin, the eyelashes, it very often affects the way that the good oils and fats are coming out of the tear glands, and they get blockages with that. So it's really important to look at, you know, as optometrists rather than say, no, you shouldn't have them. No, but everybody wants them.
Yeah.
But also we need to make sure that the eyelash health is in really good condition before the lash extensions go on. But absolutely crucial that eye makeup is removed every time you use eye makeup, and little circular motions, little massaging motions to get your eye makeup off so that you're massaging all your glands, getting all the good oils and fats coming into your tear film. Because otherwise, if your tears are too watery, they evaporate very quickly and that leads to your dry eye. So we need those oils and fats in your tear film.
Those lashes, they seem to be getting bigger and heavier all the time.
They do.
Sometimes I'm looking at these teenagers and I'm like, how do they open their eyes? They're so heavy on them.
Yeah. Just be very careful when people have that done.
Francesca Marchetti there, she's an optometrist and keeping us up to date on your eye health. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.